and you're joining me on the Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. This podcast is super excited to be born. I created it out of a spirit of clearing the old and welcoming the new. And it just came in super organic, like just in my head. I think I had a choice, but it was very divinely guided. So today I wanted to talk about discovering your energy of your soul being, and discovering your own way of being, your own true essence, your life force, your wick, like your candle wick. So it kind of comes down to, who are you really? And then who are you behind that? And then who are you behind that? And then who are you behind that? I was in a course one time with a meditation teacher named Stephen Sadlier. I highly recommend him. A self-awareness institute. You can grab a nice Shaktipat meditation from Stephen and get into different brainwaves. He's a very beautiful instructor. And he had us look in the mirror and look into our own eyes, which, you know, is kind of uncomfortable maybe in the beginning. And he just asked you to look at your own, like stand in front of the mirror and then just say, like, who am I? Like, who am I? And just begin to release things that aren't you. So in this space of uncovering this, what I call I am energy, it is an awakening of the awareness of your own consciousness. So it's a connectivity with all that is, and a recognition of you as a being, as an entity, as a life force, as a spark, as a soul, as a spirit, as you, this divine you. Someone to just chat with that divine you within you. Yeah, so bring that divine you to the surface now and just be in the space of your own divinity. Be in the space of the very essence of you, of your breath. There's a space of being you that isn't like anything else. There's an energy around you that isn't like anyone else's. We can be taken off of our course by borrowing other people's thoughts about us, beliefs about us, decisions about our behavior. And I guess for me, what's happening is, as I age, I reclaim more and more of my own essence, and I reclaim more and more of my I am energy. And in this space, what I find is I can actually play better with others. I can set up boundaries easier with others. Yeah. So just go ahead and be in the space of you today. And just, if you get drawn off of that, just come back to center and ask yourself, you know, could I be more deeply engaged with my I am energy? And I will have more on this body of work. It's an exciting body of work. I'm looking forward to sharing a lot more with you as the months progress. Again, this is Erica Glessing, Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And you can follow me, if you'd like, on Instagram at, my name, Erica Glessing. And you can follow me on Twitter. I tweet every once in a while. On Facebook, I have Energy Clearing for Life. I think it's just Energy Clearing for Life is my Facebook page. So I look forward to connecting with you on other socials, and look forward. My next episode is called Living True to the Divine. So tune in for that and have a beautiful day.